San Francisco is booming. Construction cranes loom over the city skyline and large-scale development is spreading. One of the most significant changes is taking place at Hunters Point Naval Shipyard in the southeast corner of the city. Once a major employer, the shipyard has been dormant for years. Now a new plan calls for housing, shops, parks, and high-rises to be built on the site. All this week on Cross Currents, we're taking an in-depth look at the impact of San Francisco's biggest redevelopment project with reporter Daphne Matsiraki. Today we'll get an overview, starting with a tour of Hunters Point, which has been renamed by its developers as the San Francisco Shipyard.
I'm standing at the top of Donahue Street on the easternmost side of San Francisco. From this hill, I've got a panoramic view. Right in front of me is the huge abandoned shipyard, the old docks, an enormous crane, and some vast empty buildings. To my right, I see Candlestick Park. Across the bay, I can see past the Port of Oakland to the hills. I trace the Bay Bridge west and end up with a stunning view of San Francisco's downtown skyline. It's a perfect spot for housing development, if you ask Danny Cook.
Well, think of the most beautiful development you'll ever see, and that's the picture.
Danny Cook is an executive vice president with Lennar Urban, the company chosen by the city of San Francisco to build the development back in 1999.
We will ultimately, on Hunters Point, have around 12,000 homes. We will have high-rise condo development, hotel.
There will be affordable housing and a new retail center.
We'll have a lot of amenities.
And 25 acres of public space.
And when you look at our plans, what jumps out at you initially is the amount of greenery and coastal walking paths and bicycle routes and just a beautiful environment for people to live.
Cook says the development will be accomplished in two phases.
Phase one includes Hilltop, where we're standing and where we're currently developing. It has projected currently for 949 homes, and we have another 359 homes, I believe it is, on Hillside.
They should be completed within the next 5 years. Then there's phase two.
Phase two is the remainder of the naval shipyard, and the Navy are responsible for remediating environmentally the land. And once they have that remediated to the satisfaction of all the environmental agencies and the city of San Francisco, then they will convey it to the city, and then the city will convey it to us to proceed with development.
It should all be wrapped up in the next 7 years at a cost of $15 billion.
As you can see from the infrastructure, that's a huge investment by Lennar.
And it's taken a long time.
The project has been around the drawing boards for around 20 years. And as you can see from the size of the development like this, there's a lot of issues.
In order to understand why it's taken so long and how the project is affecting the people who live in this part of the city, we need to consider how we got to this point.
I figured this would be a better place. Yes, to quiet.
Of course, and it's a local church.
I have grandkids at home.
I'm meeting a longtime resident of Bayview Hunters Point here at St. John's Missionary Church.
Okay, my name is Oscar James, born and raised in Bayview Hunters Point on Navy Road. 1946.
James's father worked in the shipyard until 1956, and he got a job there himself in the 70s.
A lot of people working in the shipyard. When Eisenhower became president, that's when a lot of people started getting laid off in the shipyard. They were downsizing. A lot of people lived in both in Hunters Point, South Basin, Betrayal Hill. Everybody was making money, having fun. It was a mixed community at that particular time, with all different races that was here in the community.
Many African Americans migrated from the South to work in the shipyard. In 1950, African Americans made up about a quarter of the Hunters Point population. That grew to over 50% in 1960 and nearly 80% by 1970. But in 1974, the Navy left the shipyard.
A lot of people lost their jobs.
Thousands. Unemployment levels in Bayview Hunters Point quadrupled in the years following the closure.
It had a dramatic effect on the residents of Bayview Hunters Point.
By 1991, the shipyard was completely shuttered. How it would be repurposed made residents like James worried. Back in the 50s and 60s, African Americans were displaced from the Fillmore and Western Addition in the name of redevelopment.
But the whole concern has never really been about the residents of Bayview Hunters Point. We've always had to fight for our home.
And that's how the idea of the community being involved with the redevelopment was born. James shows me a letter from 1973 written by community members addressed to Joseph Aliotto, the mayor of San Francisco at the time. In the letter, residents laid down their idea of creating a new town in town after the shipyard would close down.
That was a paper that I was requesting different facilities in the shipyard.
They wanted housing, a theater, a bowling alley, a church. But instead of development, the community has witnessed deterioration. Nearly half of its population lives below the federal poverty level. James says,
Bayview Hunters Point has always been a black eye to the city and county of San Francisco.
Despite the need to revitalize the shipyard, it wasn't until 1993, 20 years after the Navy left, that the city announced redevelopment was officially happening. Immediately, a citizens' advisory committee was created. Its aim was to hold any developers accountable to neighborhood residents. The CAC's offices are inside the construction site.
People were complaining about environmental issues, about the dust and all like that. And those are the kinds of issues that we hear, but we don't hear them as often now that the project has gone vertical.
Dr. Veronica Hanicutt is chair of the CAC.
The Citizens Advisory Committee meets on the second Monday of every month, as we have from the beginning of all of this. So we have had an opportunity to hear people express their concerns.
She describes how the design process worked at one of the apartment buildings.
They actually looked at the project and made their recommendations, and many of those recommendations were actually folded into the design of that particular building. So when the community comes together with the design team and with the city and county of San Francisco and their representatives, that wonderful positive things can be done.
The apartment building Hanicutt is talking about is going vertical right here at the entrance of the shipyard. Right now you can only see the wood frame, and it will be 5 stories tall when it's finished. Affordable housing that will be built down the way will look similar to these first two apartment buildings that are being built right here.
I think it all stems from the most intensive participatory planning process that I've seen in my 20 years of doing this kind of work.
Thor Koslowski is the project manager for the Hunters Point Shipyard for the San Francisco Office of Community, Investment and Infrastructure. It's a long title for the former redevelopment agency. According to Koslowski, they changed the name to dissociate the agency from the failures of the past.
We have almost 300 acres of parks out here throughout the whole project, tons of housing.
Koslowski says the community participated in all the planning and design details.
All of that sort of laid out in creating what we call a design for development document, and it's a planning document that replaces the zoning code for this area, and it sets the height limits and the kinds of buildings that should be out here and the form. That's one level. So that took, you know, years.
What's underneath the surface of this land, he says, also delayed the implementation of the project. That's the legacy of the Navy's work, which left a Superfund site.
The Navy's cleanup program and the transfer program is subject to federal funding. So the Navy can only clean up as fast as they get funding for. You know, they had spent up to date since 1992 about $850 million.
From 1992 until 2012, only 30% of the site was cleaned up and much less conveyed to the city. He says that the last parcel will be transferred in 2021. That's nearly half a century since the closure of the shipyard. Across town at City Hall, Bayview Hunters Point Supervisor Malia Cohen says that what's going on in the shipyard has been very deliberate.
There's a contract, an official contract signed with the city, the developer and the city, and then there's a social compact that's also been signed. So there are a lot of people that are watching this project.
Lennar promises the shipyard will be clean of its toxic waste, there will be thousands of new jobs, and there will be affordable housing.
As long as I'm here, I'm committed to ensuring that people are treated with respect, with dignity, and definitely not displaced.
Back at St. John's Missionary Church, Oscar James is showing me photographs of the people who have fought for these values in the shipyard throughout the years.
Well, I believe they're keeping the majority of the promises that we've demanded. We made them do a different job when they came here. We made them. And when I say we made them, we told them they're not coming in doing what they did in Western Addition. We have seen what they did in Western Addition. But the peoples in Western Addition were not together.
The future will depend on the extent to which the city of San Francisco and Lennar keep their promises, so that the residents are given a real chance to stay and be a part of the new Bayview Hunters Point shipyard that they've waited for so long. In San Francisco, I'm Daphne Mazziaracchi for Cross Currents.